Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Geno Stone met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's game with Detroit.
You just know you're gonna get your best shot from them. This is a team that's been rolling since the end of last year. The record speaks for itself over the last 10-13 games. So, I feel like they got a head coach that's a fiery head coach. That's gonna get their guys going. So, we just gotta know we're gonna get the best out of all of them guys. So just get ready for this week, prepare as best we can, and get ready to go have a great game.
Going against a receiver like St. Brown, what's kind of the challenges of trying to defend? I know you're not going to tackle, but
yeah.
Defense.
No, he's a really talented guy. I remember my last ever college football game was against him, actually, him and Michael Pittman when I played at USC. So, I've been familiar with him since then. Just seeing his growth throughout the league. He's a guy that's really good in the slot, tough guy, good guy after the catch. So, he's probably their best player, I would say, on the offensive side of the ball. And, they're going to try to get him going. So, we got to try to limit as much as we can on the defense side for him.
Are they tough because they just have so many guys you have to account for? I mean, they have four wide receivers who've played well. They've got that rookie tight end. I mean, is it just a lot of guys to keep track of?
Yeah, I just feel like they get all their guys involved, and I feel like Goff is a guy that's going to control that offense very well. He's a very talented guy. He's going to make sure everyone's in the right spots to get the right checks. And, they got good backs, too, that's going to run the ball, solid offensive line. So, them guys, they're playing well all together right now, on the streak. So, you're going to get the best out of them.
I asked John about this on Monday. But, if you go back to December 2020, this team let you go. Mm-hmm. And what's your mentality when you think back to that time then? And how have you changed as a player from then to now?
Yeah, that's wild. But, I would just say just my mindset, the way I approach the game. Back then, I feel like I always tell everyone I had, the whole rookie experience, the whole NFL experience in my rookie year, making that 53-man roster, then getting released during the season, going to practice squad, getting elevated, getting back on the roster, cut, went to another team in Houston, and then finally coming back here. It was a lot for my rookie year. At that time, I had to learn to control only I could control at the moment. And then, I had Anthony Levine here, a vet that was guy in a similar situation to him when he told me his rookie first few years in the league, being a guy that had to make the roster, fighting for a spot, being a special team guy. And then whenever he got all his opportunities on defense, he made the most of it. And I feel like I've been trying to do the same things every time I get in my situation. They go on the field, it's not a good situation because guys go down, but at the end of the day, it's a next man up mentality, and I always try to take that with me. I've been like that since college, since high school, whatever it was, whatever obstacle I have in front of me, I want to make sure I get the best of my opportunity.
More recently, when they didn't tender you as a restricted free agent, you were a free agent, you were on the open market for a couple of days, I guess. Was it plan all along to re-sign here? Did you talk to other teams? What went kind of into that?
There was other situations out there, but at the end of the day, I sat down with my agent, this was the best situation for me. I feel like I have something here built with the guys, built with the coaching staff since last year. Just the way Mike's defense was, I feel like it's the best situation for me to show my abilities on the field. So, going through free agency, I feel like it was really almost a no-brainer for me to come back here. Really didn't matter about the tender, whatever that was, but I just want to make sure I was in a great situation around guys that's going to make sure I was able to show my abilities, what I could do on the field.
What does it mean to you have made the most of your opportunities this year? I mean, you're sitting here at the podium here in week six, high for the NFL lead in receptions. Again, as a seventh rounder, who went through this journey to get here, what does it mean to you?
It means a lot. I actually wrote goals down back in – I looked at my notes. I wrote goals back April 25th at 10:48 a.m. I had a lot of goals. I had five goals on there and three plus interceptions was one of them. I feel like I got a lot more goals I want to hit this year and most of them are team goals at this point. So, just going to take it one step at a time, one week at a time. It's really early in the season. So, I don't want to get complacent or whatever it was. So, the success is good, but at the same time, you're only good as your next opportunity I get. So, I never want to get complacent. I just want to be able to capitalize on my next opportunity I get.
Is it any more special for you to have this defense be as good as it is with guys like EQ or the guys who came into this Ravens organization like being as big, you know, members of this group as they have been?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, we actually talked about it the past few weeks. You know, me, Malik, PQ, Medibike, you know, we're all guys that came in together since 2020 in a COVID year. And now we're all key contributors to a defense, making plays as much as we can, especially on special teams too, me and Malik. So I feel like our class been playing really well together since we got here, got our opportunities as much as we can and made the most of them.
Jackson just said a minute ago that you need to work on your vision. On your interception returns, what do you say to that?
That's all right. I mean, I'll listen to him, you know. Lamar is probably going to have the best vision in the league. But, you know, at the same time, I don't try to tell them guys how to run the ball. So, I just try to get the ball back to him. That's my goal, is get the ball back to him. You know, hopefully one of these days I score. I want to. It's not like I'm not trying to. I cut back last game, so I look on film and there's opportunities for me to do it, but at the same time, you know, I see what I see and I try to make the most of it. So,
Gino, Lamar says you haven't told him that you even played quarterback in high school. Share with us how good you were at that, because you played a lot of positions in high school.
I really don't tell people that much I play quarterback, because you know everyone has their own comments. So. I'll let it be at that. But, you know, I mean, I was decent. I will say I was decent. I counted for over 40 touchdowns, whatever that means. But at the same time, I was the first team All-State DB. So I always think of myself as a defensive player in high school, not really an offensive player. But I did as much as I can with the offense, though.
But also, you returned punts for touchdowns.
Yeah.
You were a wide receiver. Does any of that come into play, just those instincts, when you intercept a pass and they're coming after you?
No, yeah. I mean – All them things, like, because baseball, growing up, was my favorite sport. So I think of me playing the post or whatever it is, I think of playing, like, center field, because that's what I play. So every time I'm tracking the ball, I think I'm, like, playing center field, just going to get the ball, high point it, whatever it is. And then just like you said, I play returner. So I try to use them skills a little bit. I try to sneak in there. I'm like, hey, if you ever want to go two returners on punt return, I'll go back there too. But, you know, I try to do as much as I can whenever I get the ball in my hands.
All right.
Thank you.